Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, part of the Brie podcast family. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we're looking at a wave of launches that rethink how we work with AI.
Clark is launching as an AI coworker that gets its own cloud co, not just another chat window.
Then there's Mirage, a demo tool built for bootstrappers tired of expensive setups and video demos nobody watches. Plus, Ace Builder, an AI website builder from the team behind a Saturnity UI. And Buzzy, a tool its maker calls the first truly agentic infinite canvas for video generation. Those stories and more right after this.
So the first launch we're looking at is called Clark, and it's coming at the AI assistant space from a pretty different angle. Instead of a chat window where you go back and forth, Clark gets its own cloud computer.
Right. It has a browser, a terminal, files, and code. You hand it a real task, close the tab, and come back to finished work.
That's a meaningful shift. The team is positioning it as an AI coworker rather than a chatbot. And the tasks they're targeting are practical. Wide-sourced research, website publishing, scheduled monitoring, document audits, decks, spreadsheets, and tested code.
And the architecture here is interesting. Clark can fan work out to parallel specialists, so you're not waiting on one linear thread. It can also run on a schedule, which opens up recurring monitoring use cases.
Then when it returns, you get the artifacts plus the evidence behind them. That traceability matters if you're using this for research or anything where you need to verify the output.
On the access side, Clark works on web or mobile. It connects to real repositories through something called Clark Code, and it can be embedded via an OpenAI-compatible API.
So they're not just building a standalone tool, they're making it pluggable into existing workflows, which is probably the right call for developer adoption. This one launched on Product Hunt.
Thinking with Product Hunt launches, there are two demo tools worth putting side by side. The first is called Mirage.
Mirage is targeting bootstrappers who find that video demos just don't get watched, and the typical demo tools cost around $500 a month. That's a real pain point.
The workflow is designed for speed. You capture a real app with one click, add guided hotspots, and publish a clickable, embeddable demo in roughly 90 seconds.
And the maker is clear that this is a directed walkthrough, not an auto-generated click map. Someone actually builds the path, which means the narrative is intentional.
It also tracks views, completions, and per-step drop-off, so creators can see exactly where engagement breaks down. And there's a free forever first demo aimed at landing pages, Product Hunt launches, and onboarding emails.
The second tool is called Live Demo, made by someone named George, and it's positioned as an open-source alternative to StoryLane, Novatic, and Arcade.
Live Demo captures a workflow and then layers on AI voiceovers along with personalized text. You share the result as a link, embed, GIF, or video, and it tracks engagement while collecting leads across websites, docs, and sales outreach.
The maker's motivation is pretty direct. Good products fail because the demo is an afterthought. He built Live Demo to give founders and developers a real interactive demo that communicates what the product does and why someone should care.
So you've got Mirage on the speed and simplicity side, and Live Demo on the open source AI voiceover lead collection side. Two different bets on the same problem: making demos that people actually engage with.
Let's shift to a different kind of building tool. Ace Builder is an AI website builder, but it comes from the team behind a Saturnity UI, and that lineage is the whole story here.
Right. A Saturnity UI is a component library that over 120,000 people have used. The team observed that most AI website builders produce a generic, beige-looking site regardless of what you ask for, while they had thousands of hand-designed templates and blocks sitting there ready to use.
So Ace Builder pulls from a Saturnity's actual pro template and component library instead of generating generic layouts from scratch. That's the core differentiator.
You can import a full page or a single block, then reshape the copy, layout, and structure by chatting with the agent. There's also image generation directly in the chat, and you can run design skills on any section to push the agent toward a sharper layout.
And when you're done, you export your code as a zip, so the output is portable. You're not locked into their platform.
It's an interesting approach. Most AI site builders start from the prompt and work forward. Ace Builder starts from a library of proven, hand-designed components and uses AI to adapt them. That's almost the inverse.
And the 120,000 user base for the original component library gives them real signal on what designers actually reach for. That feedback loop probably informs which templates and blocks they prioritize for the AI builder.
This one also launched on Product Hunt, and it'll be worth watching whether that existing Saturnity community converts into Ace Builder adoption.
Let's jump into Buzzy, an AI video creation tool that just launched and is making some bold claims. The maker describes it as the first truly agentic infinite canvas for video generation, and they're aiming squarely at professional filmmaking and TV commercial pipelines.
And that infinite canvas idea is interesting. Instead of generating short AI clips like we've seen from a lot of tools, Buzzy promises it can produce 20-minute blockbuster films or studio-quality ads with full scene control. So you're working inside a single workspace that gives you control over lighting, camera angles, and what they call unlimited subject consistency.
Right, so the character or object you generate looks the same across every scene, which has been a big challenge in AI video. They also include mood board creation and a one-click video editing feature that they describe as being similar to Photoshop. The idea is you're not bouncing between different tools.
And the timing here is deliberate. The maker says we're at what they call a critical transition point, where AI videos are starting to move into real production use instead of just being a novelty. They're positioning Buzzy as the tool that helps make that leap, especially for commercial work where consistency and control actually matter.
That shift from novelty to production is something we're seeing across a lot of AI categories right now. And speaking of tools trying to solve practical workflow problems, let's look at ZooData.
ZooData tackles a problem that anyone who's worked with web scraping and AI agents knows well. You point an AI at a web page, and it gets back raw HTML, navigation menus, footers, boilerplate, all of which just burns through tokens and money.
What ZooData does is turn any URL into structured, agent-ready JSON, so your AI agent gets clean data fields instead of a messy page dump. They claim this results in roughly 75% fewer 1,000 tokens, which could add up fast if you're processing at scale.
Ning, the founder who posted on Product Hunt, explains it pretty directly. Standard scraping returns pages cluttered with all that extra stuff, and ZooData extracts only the structured fields an agent actually needs. It's field-level pay-per-use pricing, so you're not paying for what you don't use.
And there's more to it than just cleaning up data. They've bundled pre-analyzed e-commerce intelligence that's live for Amazon and TikTok right now. That includes competitor insights, market data, traffic analysis, and consumer behavior signals, all ready to go without additional processing.
On the access side, they ship with API 151 and MCP server access, which covers a range of developer workflows. And they start you off with 1,000 free credits, no credit card required, so you can test it before committing anything.
That MCP server support is worth noting. It means ZooData can plug directly into AI agent workflows that use the Model Context Protocol, which is becoming a standard way for agents to connect to external tools. So it fits into a growing ecosystem rather than being a standalone thing.
And on the topic of tools that fit into existing workflows, let's talk about Open Markdown, a local-first Markdown editor built by XUAS Yanzing. The philosophy here is pretty straightforward. You open any .mp file instantly, no account, no telemetry, and your files stay right on disk where they belong.
What makes Open Markdown different is how it works with AI coding agents. There's no AI built into the editor itself. Instead, it exposes a 151, an agent plugin, and MCP support, so an external coding agent can co-edit the same file simultaneously with you.
And the agent has some thoughtful guardrails. It can only read what the user has highlighted, and it can jump to a target section. So you're not exposing your entire document to the agent, just the parts you want it to work on. That's a nice privacy-conscious design.
It's also worth noting this is a very different take on AI-assisted editing. Instead of baking the AI in and collecting your data, Open Markdown stays completely local and lets you bring your own agent to the table. Your files never leave your machine.
Now shifting gears completely, there's another solo project app that caught our eye called Mainichi. It's an iOS app for learning Japanese vocabulary, covering more than 20,000 words using a spaced repetition system.
The pitch is gamified sessions that take under 5 minutes a day. Clean cards, a simple streak mechanic to keep you motivated, and the content is organized by Japanese prefecture, which is a nice cultural touch. You're learning vocabulary tied to real places.
And 5 minutes a day is a deliberately low barrier. Spaced repetition works best with consistency, so making it easy to show up every day is smart design. The prefecture-based organization also means you could, in theory, learn region by region as you travel or plan a trip.
Both of these are solo projects, Open Markdown and Mainichi, and they share a similar ethos. No accounts, no telemetry, just focused tools that do one thing well. Open Markdown gives you a clean local editor that works with your own AI agent, and Mainichi gives you a quick daily Japanese practice session tied to real geography. Let's jump into the tools themselves. First up, DocuSmart AI. This is a search tool built in Dublin on Enterprise Ireland's New Frontiers Accelerator program.
And it's aimed squarely at nonprofits and SMEs. The core idea is simple. You search your internal documents across Google Drive, SharePoint, Dropbox, and other systems, all using plain English.
No migration, no reorganization, no training. That's a big deal for smaller teams that can't afford weeks of setup.
The founder, Paul, says the idea came from watching nonprofit teams spend hours digging through drives, emails, and SharePoint sites just to answer simple funder questions.
It's one of those pain points that's easy to overlook if you're not working inside a resource-strapped organization. Every hour spent hunting for a document is an hour not spent on the mission.
And the technical approach is interesting. Rather than asking teams to reorganize their files or train a system, DocuSmart just connects to where documents already live,
which lowers the barrier significantly. Now, let's shift gears completely to WX. This is a generative synth plugin, and it's built around controlled randomness.
Here's the wild part. You double-click it, and it generates a completely different evolving sound every single time.
And then from there, you shape the result using standard synth parameters, modulation, and built-in effects. So it's not just chaotic noise. The randomness is a starting point, not the final product.
The developer put an astonishing number on this. They said that if you listened to every possible sound WX could generate, just 5 seconds each, it would take millions of times longer than the age of the universe.
That is a vast search space. But the philosophy here isn't about offering endless options. It's about helping musicians decide faster.
Right. The design goal is playable, not chaotic. You double-click, you get something musically useful, and you move on, rather than spending hours auditioning presets.
And that's a meaningful distinction. A lot of generative music tools can feel like they're showing off how weird they can get. WX seems to be aiming for something more practical. Something you can actually use in a track.
Two very different tools. One for finding what you already have, one for creating something you never expected. Both address the same underlying problem. Time.
DocuSmart saves hours on document search for teams that can't afford the distraction. WX saves hours on sound design so musicians can focus on making music. Different audiences, same promise. All right, that's the roundup for today. Clark, Mirage, Ace Builder, Buzzy, ZooData, Open Markdown, and DocuSmart AI. 7 tools, 7 different angles on what people are building right now.
Yeah, And what stood out to me is how many of these are pushing past the chat window paradigm. Clark is literally positioning itself as an AI coworker with its own cloud computer. Not a tab you keep open, but something that works alongside you.
Right. And on the indie side, Mirage is taking on the demo tool space specifically for bootstrappers who know their video demos just sit there unwatched. That's a niche worth solving.
Ace Builder, too. Pulling from the Saturnity UI component library to generate landing pages. Feels like a natural extension for that team. And Buzzy, calling itself the first truly agentic infinite canvas for video generation, that's a bold claim. Worth watching.
Then the utility plays. Zoo Data turning URLs into clean, agent-ready JSON. Open Markdown as a local-first editor that just opens any .med file instantly with no signup. And DocuSmart AI out of Dublin, helping non-professionals search and understand documents. Solid mix.
That's it for today. If any of these caught your ear, links are in the show notes. We'll be back with more tools and launches soon. See you next time.